Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Buying a new car can be very exciting, but buyers should navigate with caution. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When shopping in a dealership showroom for a new set of wheels, car buyers often fall prey to some pretty common mistakes. The first mistake is relying on the dealer to provide all the information you need. Car buying doesn't have to be as intense as studying for the bar exam, but you should do your fair share of research ahead of time. Three great resources online are Kelley Blue Book, Edmunds.com, and AutoByTel.com. Remember, not all dealerships are created equal. It's a mistake to walk into the first dealership you see and think it is the end-all and be-all. To find the dealer with the best customer service and prices, you can check with your local Better Business Bureau. You can also ask the dealership for its Customer Service Index, or CSI, which explains how well a dealership satisfies its customers in terms of sales and service. Another big mistake is choosing a car based on the monthly payment rather than the total price. A smaller monthly payment can often mean longer payment periods and more money paid in interest over time. Car buyers often choose the convenience of one-stop shop dealerships and fail to shop for the best interest rate. Comparing rates at local banks, credit unions, and other lenders can save you a lot of money. For example, $20,000 financed over 5 years at 3.9% costs a little more than $2,000 in interest. The same deal at 7.9% will cost double in interest. If you do your homework and avoid these common car buying mistakes, you can drive away with a great deal. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.